So the big teachers union here in the state of Florida, the Florida Education Association, they are trying to push back against Florida's school reopening order, the one that was issued by the education commissioner. And this lawsuit's taken a couple of different turns, and I just want to make sure that everybody understands where things stand at the moment, because I even hit you up earlier in the day. I'm like, what is all this about? The venue where they discuss the case. What is going on with this lawsuit? Because we're running out of time. Schools are, you know, they're about to reopen here in the state.
Yeah, and the governor filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit, which was already in front of a judge in Miami-Dade County. This is now day two that this was brought back to court. They were given an emergency hearing yesterday, which was really didn't decide any, or they were granted the emergency motion hearing for today. Nothing was really decided yesterday other than they would get their injunction motion as they're trying to prevent schools from reopening. As I started to explain in the last segment, they don't want in-person classes to start in certain counties where the positivity rate is above 10%. They also want uniform safety guidelines for all teachers in all schools across the 67 counties in Florida. What is surprising to me, or not really surprising, this is kind of stalling out at this point, because now what the governor has done, he wants to have a hearing about dismissing the lawsuit before they get to the injunction hearing. I don't think that's going to happen. The reason for changing the venue, it doesn't really make sense to me legally. I think it will make sense overall because you're involving all the – it's Miami – it's the Florida Teachers Union. They're involving all the different teachers from around the state. It does make a little more sense to have it in Tallahassee since the Department of Education is there. They're challenging the governor, and all the state officials are located in Tallahassee. Going in and using Miami-Dade County as venue kind of is kind of like short-cutting the whole thing, because they're using, you know, the school district down there as to launch this whole entire thing when their case is really not against one school district versus the state. It's the statewide teachers association against the state. So tomorrow there's going to be another video conference hearing to figure out where they're going to go with this and how the judge is going to deal with all this. And in terms of, they've got to address the real fact that you have schools that are set to reopen. Manatee County is one of them on the 17th. Now we know that Hillsborough is going to virtual. I would expect some other counties to maybe follow suit now that they've taken that step. So it's really going to be up to the judge to see where he wants to go next with this. Does he want to address the motion to dismiss? Does he want to address the injunction? I'm thinking he's going to address the injunction first to figure out how he can put it in place, if it's viable to be put in place, and then deal with the motion to dismiss down the road. But again, the injunction's key for the teachers to prevent the schools from reopening. That's the most important issue the judge needs to hear before he gets to everything else in the case.
Do you think the teachers have a bit more of a case? Here's what I'm looking at. We talked about the teachers' union pushing for school districts to have a positivity rate under 10% in order to reopen for in-person learning. Here in Hillsborough County, we're likely going to be there by the 24th, the way things are trending. Yet the medical professionals that were at the meeting today, they were pushing for a positivity rate under 5%.
Right.
So the teachers aren't even asking for that. They're just asking for 10%. And if you have medical professionals advising school boards around the state, then really it should be 5% or less, ideally 3%. That seems to me like that gives the teachers some decent ammunition for their case.
Right. And you may even see them amend their complaint against the governor and say that after more medical data has come out, we've consulted with more medical experts, that they want to see it down to 5%. I think the broader, when they filed this back in July, we saw counties with a ton of counties that were above 10%, 15%. This order came out forcing the schools to reopen. So I think a judge would give them the ability to re-amend their complaint against the governor, reduce that number based on new evidence as they get closer to the reopening. But yeah, I think that gives them a good argument that, look, they're even calling for lower than we're asking for. But I think they're going to look at, you know, they're kind of focused on Miami-Dade, Broward, the bigger districts that have higher percentage positivity. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. And remember, we're in uncharted territory here. We've never had lawsuits filed over the reopening of schools based on a global pandemic that has basically infected nearly 500 or over 500,000 people in the state of Florida.
Last question for you. Could this be a situation where the judge says, you know what, I'm not going to do the whole statewide thing, but if you want to make a challenge for certain school districts that seem to have a bigger problem, then that's fine. Could the judge basically put it back on the local level? Like if you want to challenge, let's say Orange County wants to open up before they've hit certain targets. If you want to challenge that, do that, but we're not going to do a blanket policy for the whole state.
That's absolutely a possibility. I think that that's a big challenge that he's going to face in terms of doing the blanket policy, or what he could also do is make it only apply to certain counties himself to move the case along quicker rather than forcing them back into individual counties. Because this is an issue, because if you force it back into the individual counties, guess what? The appeals are going to happen, and it's going to they're going to all have to come back anyway to one central court in order to be heard, because it's going to be something that happens. It's a lawsuit that's going to be filed in multiple counties, and the appeals courts are going to be dealing with it. So what they'll do is say, look, this is what they can do is certify it as a matter of great public importance and ship it all up to the Florida Supreme Court at some point to make them decide.
All right, one more quick question. We're running out of time here, but I want to get this one in too. Could he say the schools have to reopen, the horses left the barn, we can't, go back on that, but there should be a statewide standard for the protection offered to teachers? Could he kind of split it like that?
Yeah, he can do basically whatever he wants in terms of accepting parts of it, dismissing parts of it, sending parts of it back out to the individual counties like you suggested. So I think there's two parts of it. The big thing right now is whether or not he allows the schools, or he forces the schools to stay closed while he decides what goes on with the case and then go from there.